welcome to Memory 35 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. Today's request came from a couple of people. First, this attraction was mentioned by this in the same email I received from Brian in episode 34, last one. It was also requested by Denise. Again, this request came a long time ago, but I'm glad to be able to get them in now. The request was for O Canada at the Canadian Pavilion in Epcot. Denise said, "I remember hearing about the change to the movie in Canada before we went down there. As much as I like the rides and shows to stay the same, sometimes it's good when they are updated, and I would really look forward to the new movie with Martin Short." Well, Denise, I'm sorry, but I don't have that new show. I haven't been down to Disney World since the recent changes to the movie, taking it to Martin Short. In fact, today's binaural memory comes from my last trip to Disney. It's a perfect spring day in May of 2007, and Tracy, my wife, who is 4 months pregnant, and I are joined by her parents today. We arrive a little bit before the doors open so we can sit on the barrels and wait our turn. Our hostess will welcome us, warning us about the feeling of motion, and then lets us in. You'll hear my father-in-law mention the sound from the old projectors, and my wife comments about the quality of the pictures and compares them with the new Planet Earth series that's been on TV. I can only imagine that the redone video has improved some of these things. In any case, the lights dim, and we're treated to what is probably my favorite 360-degree show in all of Epcot. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we soar over the majesty of Canada, eh?
Lights is flashing.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Okay, good from the front of the room, back of the room. I am very disappointed, and we're going to try it again. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to Canada, everyone. My name is Felicity, and I come from Toronto, Ontario.
very much for your attention, everyone, and we hope you have a great 18-minute trip across Canada.
There's no real map, is there? I just want to be towards the end.
What amazes me is they haven't digitized these movies. I mean, we're in France and...
Yep.
Projector running.
It's money.
These kind of looks at planet Earth now.
Hello, everybody. Everyone say hi to my friend Ryan. He's the one with the Mickey ears on top of his dad's shoulders.
Hi, Ryan.
Would you recommend that you stay standing? However, if you need to sit, please use the floor and not the lean rails. If you need to exit, use the doors on your left, but we hope you won't have to because you'll be enjoying your 18-minute trip across Canada.
People of Canada, people of many origins, people from different parts of a country that is both vast and varied. From the Maritimes, along the rocky coasts of the North Atlantic. From Quebec, with its French heritage and joie de vivre. From Ontario, the most populated and industrialized province of all. From the plains and prairies of the heartland, where we tend vast fields of grain. From the mountains and the shores of the west, and the tundra of the far north. But most of all, we are Canadians. We bid you welcome.
Thank you.
Journey with us now through the color and the contrast of our magnificent land, where the past and the future are an inseparable part of the present. Storm's throw from any city in Canada. There's the great outdoors. You can be part of nature out here and see life in the wild all around you. plains to mountains, ain't it? The Canadian Rockies rise straight up like a granite wall. And all of a sudden, you're into some of the prettiest scenery you've ever seen. To Canada, it doesn't come gently, but it does bring special rewards. Times when days are crisp and clear, and shadows are sharp, and sunlight sparkles. Times for sport, ice and snow.
With winter's end, the spring thaw brings out a special beauty in our cities. And you can see how each has its own character. In Ottawa, it's Gothic spires, turreted roofs, parks, and trees. In Toronto, it's steel and glass skyscrapers clustered along the lakeshore with a single tower, the tallest one in the world, dominating everything. It's almost like an island in the sky. And as the sun drops lower, there's a view that takes your breath away. As darkness descends, Vancouver becomes a jeweled city nestled between the mountains and the sea. magnified during the day, as the queen it was named for, becomes a fairyland when the sun goes down.
The nation that is Canada is a most unusual mixture, a potpourri of contrasting ethnic backgrounds, of colorful pageantry, of long-established traditions, all different, but all uniquely Canadian. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. We hope you had a great trip across Canada. If you'll exit to the doors on your left, you'll find yourselves walking through beautiful Victoria Gardens, past the Salier Steakhouse, and straight out to the main promenade of World Showcase. We hope you have a great rest of your day here at the park and a great rest of your stay here at Walt Disney World.
Oh, I love that movie. Thank you, Denise and Brian, for requesting it. If you'd like to request a memory to visit, send an email to requests at wdw-memories.net. For more information and photos of the Canadian Pavilion, as well as many other Disney World attractions, please visit my website. From the podcast link on the website, you can download older memories, read show notes, leave me comments or feedback, and maybe donate to the Memory Archive Recovery Fund I talk about in Episode 18A. Also, I love hearing from you, so if you'd like to give me some feedback directly about this or other episodes, email me at podcast at wdw-memories.net, or if you take a second to leave me some feedback on iTunes, that'd be great. We've been stuck around 14 ratings and 13 reviews for a while now, and I'd love to see that number grow. And don't forget to send me a friend invite on DizFriends or check us out on Facebook. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks. Wow, that's like three times straight now. As we relive another Walt Disney World memory. What? Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.